USA Radio News.
President Trump threatened to deploy the U.S. military and close down the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop the onslaught of Latin American migrants coming from its country to reach the United States. Former ICE Director Tom Homan says our asylum system needs to be revised.
Asylum threshold so low, you just got to say a couple magic words that the criminal organization teach you to say, and you get into the United States and you get released from custody.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he will not attend an investment summit in Saudi Arabia amid tensions over the disappearance of the Washington Post journalist. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York told Fox News that Saudi Arabia's reputation seems to be taking a hit with us.
While we're trying to get at facts, we also have a relationship with Saudi Arabia that is one that trust is taking a hit.
Thursday night, President Trump will be holding a Make America Great rally in Missoula, Montana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The unemployment lines got a little shorter last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Analysts were expecting the number to come in at about 215,000, but the Labor Department says 210,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, and that was 5,000 fewer than the week before. The biggest increases in claims were in Kentucky, California, and North Carolina. Sharpest declines in South Carolina, New Hampshire, and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Marine Sergeant Major John L. Canley for heroism during the Vietnam War. Former USS Cole Commander Kurt Lippold told Fox News that these sorts of ceremonies can bring the country together.
And while we may have disagreements on what we do politically, these ceremonies should recenter everyone to make us realize that we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The CDC has confirmed at least 62 cases of a rare polio-like condition that causes weakness in arms and legs. Now, this is happening across 22 states. Now, of these cases that have been reported, 90% of them are kids that are under the age of 18 years old. This condition is very rare and affects only 1 out of 1 million people in the United States. Dr. Jen Caudill joined Fox News with a little bit more information on what we're dealing with.
You know, right now there's links to potential, you know, particular viruses, perhaps enterovirus, West Nile, perhaps. We think that environmental toxins may play a role for some people, maybe genetic causes. But the CDC has not found one common link or cause with all the cases. So right now, we don't exactly know why this is happening.
And as far as the treatment, Dr. Jen says...
So the treatment right now is what we call supportive. The diagnosis is based on the physical exam, a lumbar puncture, MRIs, things like that. But the treatment is going to be supportive, meaning many of these children need physical therapy, they need speech therapy, they need sort of supportive care. There is no one medication or vaccine.
So supportive meaning you can't treat it and it's not reversible?
Well, right now, what I should say, though, is that every course seems to be a little bit different. Some children do seem to recover quite well.
Okay.
Some have actually had lingering symptoms.
Right.
That's part of the questions that we just don't know the answers to is, well, how does it occur in some people versus others, and how does it affect people?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.